marrying somebody of the same religion, and heterogamy, marrying somebody of a different religion. Norval D. Glenn of the University of Texas at Austin gathered a number of such studies up to 1978 and analysed them together. He concluded that there is a significant tendency towards religious homogamy in Christians. Protestants marry Protestants and Catholics Catholics, and this goes beyond the ordinary boy-next-door effect, but that it is especially marked among Jews. Out of a total sample of 6,021 married respondents to the questionnaire, 140 called themselves Jews, and of these, 85.7% married Jews. This is hugely greater than the randomly expected percentage of homogamous marriages. And of course, it will not come as news to anybody. Observant Jews are strongly discouraged from marrying out, and the taboo shows itself in Jewish jokes about mothers warning their boys about blonde shiksas lying in wait to entrap them. Here are typical statements by three American rabbis.
I refuse to officiate at interfaith marriages. I officiate when couples state their intention to raise children as Jews. I officiate if couples agree to premarital counselling.
Rabbis who will agree to officiate together with a Christian priest are rare and much in demand. Even if religion did no other harm in itself, its wanton and carefully nurtured divisiveness, its deliberate and cultivated pandering to humanity's natural tendency to favour in-groups and shun out-groups, would be enough to make it a significant force for evil in the world.
The moral zeitgeist. This chapter began by showing that we do not, even the religious among us, ground our morality in holy books, no matter what we may fondly imagine. How then do we decide what is right and what is wrong? No matter how we answer that question, there is a consensus about what we do as a matter of fact consider right and wrong, a consensus that prevails surprisingly widely. The consensus has no obvious connection with religion. It extends, however, to most religious people, whether or not they think their morals come from Scripture. With notable exceptions, such as the Afghan Taliban and the American Christian equivalent, most people pay lip service to the same broad liberal consensus of ethical principles. The majority of us don't cause needless suffering. We believe in free speech and protect it even if we disagree with what is being said. We pay our taxes. We don't cheat, don't kill, don't commit incest, don't do things to others that we would not wish done to us. Some of these good principles can be found in holy books, but buried alongside much else that no decent person would wish to follow. And the holy books do not supply any rules for distinguishing the good principles from the bad.
One way to express our consensual ethics is as a new Ten Commandments. Various individuals and institutions have attempted this. What is significant is that they tend to produce rather similar results to each other, and what they produce is characteristic of the times in which they happen to live. Here is one set of new Ten Commandments from today, which I happen to find on an atheist website.
Do not do to others what you would not want them to do to you. In all things, strive to cause no harm. Treat your fellow human beings, your fellow living things, and the world in general, with love, honesty, faithfulness, and respect. Do not overlook evil or shrink from administering justice, but always be ready to forgive wrongdoing freely admitted and honestly regretted. Live life with a sense of joy and wonder. Always seek to be learning something new. Test all things, always check your ideas against the facts, and be ready to discard even a cherished belief if it does not conform to them. Never seek to censor or cut yourself off from dissent. Always respect the right of others to disagree with you. Form independent opinions on the basis of your own reason and experience. Do not allow yourself to be led blindly by others. Question everything.
This little collection is not the work of a great sage or prophet or professional ethicist. It is just one ordinary weblogger's rather endearing attempt to summarise the principles of a good life today for comparison with the biblical Ten Commandments. It was the first list I found when I typed New Ten Commandments into a search engine, and I deliberately didn't look any further. The whole point is that it is the sort of list that any ordinary, decent person today would come up with. Not everybody would home in on exactly the same list of 10.